it started. Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lecky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now, where we talk Christian hip hop, latest news. We got great interviews. We may talk about a little bit about sports because I like sports, but not a whole lot of that this week, man. And here's why. Because we got an interview with Erica Mason. Erica was in my city a few days ago, and I had the pleasure, of interviewing her. So we're going to play that interview. We also going to talk about paying for your song to get reviewed. I got a strong opinion about that. We're going to talk about that on Christian Hip Hop Now and a few other things. But Erica Mason on this episode, please don't miss it. You don't want to miss it. She talks some great things. She got some great things going for herself. So, man, I'm excited, man. Apologies for releasing the podcast on a Saturday. I usually do it every Friday. I just got busy, man. This summer is crazy. But we're going to get into this, man. I got JP Killed It featuring Cam. Don't go anywhere. Christian Hip Hop Now.
JP Killed It. I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. I'm the man of the fill in the blank. I got the drip like a fish in a tank. I'm pulling the numbers, I need me a rake. And I'm the best rapper that's out of my state. Haters mad, they gon' say things. But I'm going places, they can't change things. It's JP on the rise, bout to get my team some big rings. Ryan Haley wanna be me, grant your wish like I'm a genie. Ay, I ain't tint my windows, cause I know that they gon' see me, yo. Back then I was broke, selling beats, getting that loose change. But I ain't lose my hope, I kept it pushing like I'm Usain. I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way.
Had to take flight, change my outlook. Okay, you see, I got the bunnies, the retights I seen and leave an impact. I'ma be a fool while I got hang time. Do the math till we on the incline, everything drop. I don't need a cosign. Signed a CV on 2019. All praise to God. Tangent, we on here rampant.
Honey, some
yellow tape to keep the fake away. Secure the scene, the banging in my place. Doing my way with Yahweh, Yahweh. Controlling my way, I gotta stay balanced. Run this first rehearsed up in the booth. What I claim I'm capable of.
I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it my way. Yeah, I ain't got no choice, I'ma do it my way. When I said that I would make it, they looked at me sideways. Put my all into the music, so I charge a high rate. And now it's all praise up to God, I'ma do it.
Yes, that is JP Killed It featuring Cam Sideways. Christian Hip Hop Now. And I really do like that record, man. I really do like that record. But we're going to get into this, man. And here's what I'm thinking, man. This is a topic I'm going to write on my blog. By the way, Christian Hip Hop Now, the blog site is up and running. Go to chhnow.com. There you can find my blogs. You can find the podcast. You can also find interviews and also current news of Christian hip hop. But right now, I want to kind of talk about something that I'm finding it kind of, I don't know how I feel about it, but here's my stance on it. I'm going to give you my opinion, like I say always, and I want you to be the judge to kind of decide what is truth and what is right. Now, there's been a surge of artists looking for opportunities to get their music playlisted, because as we know, playlisting is almost the new radio in a certain sense, in certain circumstances. A lot of people say, man, I don't need radio to make it big in music, and you kind of don't. But if you want to line up for different awards, if you want to kind of get a local following or local buzz, if you want to do a lot of different things, radio does play an important part. But you don't have to have radio hold you hostage in order for you to make a pretty successful career for yourself. But a lot of people have been seeing opportunities to cash in on people looking to playlist. So there's been, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it, Rapzilla is the main one, but they're not the only one, but I'm gonna use them because they're the main one in our space. Has a critique show every Friday or whatever. And it's like, yo, critique your music. We'll critique your music. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then when you go on the live stream, it's like to skip the line, you know, send in $50 and we will review your music. There are some thirsty artists out there that really want their music reviewed. So they'll pay the $50. And $50 is not a lot of money. Let's just keep it $1.50. It's not a lot of money. And then you have this guy on the screen kind of tell you what he likes about the music, or what he'll do to it. Simple things like that. And I'm okay with the business model. But here's the problem with what I feel like artists should do instead of paying $50 for somebody to review that music, right? Go out to your local community and let them tell you how they like the record. Because here's why, people. Now, On Beat is a producer that does it. I'm not saying anything about On Beat or what Rapzilla or their process. But if an artist is so hungry to get their music reviewed and they go to a person who really cannot help them in their career forward, it's not like On Beat is going to hear something and like, yo, I like that, let me produce for it. Matter of fact, let me bless this brother, let me help this brother career forward. Now, On Beat may hear a few artists, he may contact them and offer his services because he is an entrepreneur. But people, $50 in the streaming game is a lot of money, right? Even if you get playlisted, if you get playlisted and they add you to their playlist, do you know how many streams you have to occur before you make the $50 back? Guys, it's gonna cost you and take you a lot longer to go out here, right? Go out here, get those streams up. And I'm talking about thousands of streams. You may be even into the 100,000s of streams in order for you to see your $50 back. So I'm paying you $50 to be playlisted, to maybe be on a playlist, to get a few thousand streams. And my bottom line is that I may make $5. Let's say that, $5. But I paid you $50. So I'm in the hole $45. And what has that done to my career? It gave me a critique from one particular person, from one particular standpoint, from one particular viewpoint. That does not necessarily translate into something that could be a very viable way to increase your fan base. There's a lot of other sites that will review your music for free. They may not have the notoriety, but they will do it for free. Now, if you have so many submissions, you're only one person, yeah, you can charge, but it's to basically cover your time, right? I don't have a problem with that. But for me, I just think that artists look at that like, oh well, 200 people are watching this. If I pay $50 and they listen to me, 200 people is gonna be exposed to my music. No, do the hard work. Go out here, make it happen. Let people tell you what your music is, and the streets will let you know. For example, that's my biggest pet peeve. If you want to read the blog, go to ChristianHipHopNow.com. Next. We are preparing for the Erica Mason interview. Do not go anywhere, people, because she has a lot to say. I'm excited to interview her. Bridgewater Levels. CHH Now.
We going to another level. Yeah. Hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah. Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah. We make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
MJ from the key. Big smoke for the team. Roadblocks in the way. Running through with no screens. We muscle through the opposition. For every time I see the lunch provision, I give him a praise dance with the ribbons. Winning, 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 winning. Grace the light of men forever. Heaven's royal diet. Here might find new life in him. The one who died and rose to life again. Woo! Been through highs and lows. Had my fears exposed. Woo! Still surviving, still I rise. Maya Angelou. Have to learn if I'ma follow him, then I'ma get my all no matter who approves. Opposition is my ammunition. I'ma speak to mountains till they move. This for the overcomers, raise the sons and daughters. Working extra hours, praying early morning, grinding for the come up. Giving all and nothing. It's not enough.
Going to another level. Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Yeah, level up. Say the greatest views come after the hardest climbs. Level up.
I'm trying to be the father and the man that I have never seen. Feel like someone should have left a manual or a magazine. Struggle with the only enemy that I intend to be. I would go back, but me and destiny got better chemistry. Had to learn whatever you believe become your legacy. So either be a part of that decay or be the remedy. You could doubt the man, but you should never doubt the God in me. I serve a God who asked the what I am like an apostrophe. So trust me, I can see it from the price stand. It costs a lot to live a life with low standards. They scared to take the jump cause they can't stick the landing. We're giving up but not the option, you accept the challenge.
Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Levels, yeah. Level. Yeah, look. The level that I'm going to make my enemies look like insects. Faith growing like interest. This is good soil, you should invest. You can throw them rocks and stones, but they ain't even make an ending. You can throw me in the fire, I just make it better like incense. My intent, intense, level up inches. Got me imprint when I was down. Instantly made it way, invent. In this love of here, super humbling. Like when I lose, I still win-win. With my situation looking troubling, I just watch it come through again, yeah. This is God, you know Moses with the rod. You know David and Goliath. You know 300 squad. Make the impossible possible. Mathematician with the yards, yo. He deserve an applause, yo. Hit the devil with a pause, yo. Move me up next to Mars, yo. Now I'm dancing with the stars, yo.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir.
Time to get it started.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is CHH Now. After the break, after Xavier Sorrow, we got Erica Mason, and we're going to interview her. We're going to talk about her new EP. We're going to talk about what she's been doing since she dropped it, and we're going to talk about just what she's been up to. And Erica Mason has a lot of things going for herself, and I'm just so excited, man, to be able to have the opportunity not only to interview her, but just to chop it up. Like, I love people who are real. Straight up. And I brought a shirt. You know what I'm saying? I think that Erica Mason is probably one of the few artists that are super professional and have all their things together. I'm not saying she's perfect, but when you meet some artists, and if you're in the line of work I do, you meet a lot of artists that are like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's good? But I'm excited to play that interview. But don't go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. And the blog site is up, people. All you have to do is go to chhnow.com. That way you can read my blogs. Xavier Sorrow, thank God. Erica Mason up next. CHH Now.
Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing hit, y'all gotta thank God. They
thank God, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Don't let the license smoke for you. I was out working on it, no, yeah. Put in the OT like a joy, yeah. Ay. Hit the block hard with my knees first, it's all God. Yeah. Took over in 16 and by 17 I took off. Full flight and we getting it, look at God, no sweating it. Labels low key checking in, but I make enough, I ain't dead in now. Yeah. I put the work in his hand, yeah. I started flipping the pan, yeah. Was doing show for my fan, yeah. I just got booked for Japan, yeah. There's no take backs, thank God for this playback. Yeah. Playbacks, all true facts, and that recipe to build true stack. I know that it's due to you, I will stay true to you, yeah. What's up, my soul for loot? I got the master's pool. I'm about to make my move. Royal line. I bet they wish they know.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They gon' quiet down when the music loud. Yeah, I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing, yeah, y'all gotta thank God, thank God, thank God.
Thank God, thank God,
thank God.
They ask me questions, I answer with why.
Why's that?
I do not play games, I cross like AI. Maybe this is not real, it's more like AI. I ain't never lie.
Yeah.
Some of them clinic that hurting me.
Yeah.
Been making bracelets like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle.
That was the year we killed Necker, man.
Necker.
Before then it was uncertainty.
Yeah.
I almost quit maybe seven times. Seven. But the Lord, he gave me seven lives. I never came to be lukewarm. Rather than people be edified.
Yeah. They got me twisted in backwards. Thinking it's just about rap words. Better than slow down, know your role. And maybe you ask first, all they talk about is practice.
What's that?
I'm thinking, how about you match this? Every day I show up, show up. Push, push, throw up, show up. Thank God I said it. Never fell off and stayed authentic. Never compromise in the middle of the lies to the end of my demise. You know I get it.
So you don't have to make the mistakes that I made. You can learn from mine and go about
it. I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that.
Hold up, let me talk real quick. Dapped in black, black on black on black.
Black on black.
Yo, why they lying? Call that Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Sound like Jaja Binks, dissing me so trash.
Flow
just like a time machine, boy, I bring it back. Singing at a rapper, but I'm rapping if you gotta be for me to flow. Any pattern I go, any pattern I go, comma, humma, I'ma go. They see the moves that I'm making, I'm waking up people who sleeping for real. I reckon you reckon better records, I'm racking up checks to the rail. That's who I feel, switch it out like Nintendo. Pay my dues, got red though. Popping off coke and Mentos. Enemies under my 10 toes, you keeping up with the tempo. I don't mess with no fake bros, rappers want my cheat codes. Reflex, but okay though. I thank God like I made it. I hit the crew, we made it. Love or hate, you can debate it. Be hit hard like a headache. Snap like Thanos and Menace. Had to go back and forth tennis. Boy, I just got started. Hold up, let me finish.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They gon' quiet down.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm out here live. I'm at Rise Up State 2019 here at the Greenville Convention Center. Man, this is a beautiful, beautiful place. Greenville, South Carolina is an awesome, awesome city. If you have not been, you need to come. But I have with me right now this woman who just killed the show, guys. It's funny because I was going home to get my stuff, and I said, I don't need, why am I going to change and get my sound equipment? I don't need it. And then, lo and behold, I ran into Erica Mason. So, Erica, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm doing well, man. I'm doing actually really well. Yeah.
Oh, man, this girl killed the show. Because first of all, they had her first. I was like, you do not have Erica Mason the first. You know why? Because anybody that comes after her is going to be like, oh, okay. And when I tell you guys she killed it, she had my emotions. She had me in my feelings, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm I'm going high, I'm going low. You know, I'm doing the pretty and radical situation going on. So, Erica, man, you killed it, man. So, I just want to say that on record.
Thank you so much. That means a lot, man.
Oh, man. So like I said, man, me and Erica, I interviewed her on the Morning Vibes a few months ago before she dropped her EP. And so, Erica, I just want you to kind of, you dropped the EP.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the EP. Talk a little bit about the response you got.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's been going on with Erica Mason since we last spoke?
Yeah. Yeah, man. So the new EP that I just released is entitled Seek Life. And it just really takes people on my journey for how I was able to have an encounter with God that was realer than, I don't know if realer is a word, but it was more in depth than the church could ever teach me. I had to have a personal encounter with God, and I took that journey with him, and I had a lot of questions. I was very skeptical on a lot of things. I questioned God a lot, but I think at the end of it, he proved himself to be God, like he always does. He proved himself to be faithful, and so I just wanted to package that in the form of music and just really share with people, like, you know, you're not alone in what you're going through. Like, I got questions, just like the next person has questions about why God does the things that he does and why he lets us go through certain things. And yeah, I just wanted people to know, like, hey, just because I have a platform, it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't go and experience the same type of situations that you all go through.
And the first listener on the EP was powerful, because I know me and Miguel talked about it, and I was like, you know what? It was refreshing. Because I was like, a lot of Christian hip-hop artists, especially women MCs, you know, I hate to say, try to differentiate you between, oh, she's a woman MC, oh, she's kind of dope to be a girl. I'm like, no, like, your album, your EP was so different because it was so personal. And Pretty and Radical, I felt, was more almost like, I don't want to say mainstream, but it's more like upbeat a little bit. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. It had a clear message.
Yeah.
But this one right here was like, yo, you know, I'm pouring out my heart and soul.
Yeah.
So talk a little about, was that intentional, or was that something that you was just in the studio writing and you just poured it out?
So I never intended to release Seek Life. It was honestly just something that I wanted to go through personally with God. Like, it wasn't on some, oh, I'm trying to intentionally create this package and do something different. It actually just came out of a place of real authentic, like, pain and real authentic question and being on a journey with God. And so, yeah, it was just like, the journey has been, I think I intentionally wanted to put this out simply because I didn't hear anybody doing this. But when I would get into conversations with artists privately, they're all struggling with the same thing, but nobody is talking about it. And what I find out is that when people are hitting me up, my fans, I really love them because I feel like we're family for real. And they hit me up and they be talking about some real deal stuff. And me being the artist, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going through the same thing, but you probably would never believe me. You know what I'm saying? You probably would never even know. So I was like, I'm going to go completely left field to where everybody else is making this one sound. Everybody else wants to do this little wavy sound and all this kind of stuff. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But for me, I just kind of had to be obedient. At first, I didn't want to release it just because I knew it was going to be taking a risk. And I didn't know what the response would be. I was very nervous about it. But at the end of the day, I was just like, this is me. And I mean, I've seen people lives completely do a 180 after playing this project, and just the responses. I got flooded messages, like text messages, emails, DMs, videos, people calling me crying and videos crying and just all this kind of stuff telling me how they appreciate me releasing this project simply because, like, I'm in this with them and they see that. So, yeah.
So the song that I played on my podcast for a long time was The Conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you was going to play that record at the show, but you didn't.
Yeah.
But I thought that record was just powerful because it's like you was talking about some real deal stuff about your relationship with God. You know, it's like even the line that said you want somebody next to you, you know, but the other side of the bed is so cold. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Also loneliness. I'm still working on trying to, I got to get my singing vocals right, but that's going to be one that I will be doing sooner than later.
But Toss with Loneliness, like I said, I've been playing that, like I said, I played that record and I'm like, it's a nice, chill, vibey record.
Yeah.
But I thought that it painted a important picture.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing that I think that a lot of people in Christian hip hop don't touch on is struggles.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of the black church or it's because of just us in general, where we don't want to talk about topics. Why do you think that we're so quick to talk about our highlights and our haters, but not talk about our personal issues that we got going on?
We're scared and insecure. I think that's really it. Like, we're scared of being rejected. We're scared of being turned away and exposed, because a lot of times when people see platforms, they put us on these pedestals, and then the expectation is for us to lead them, when really we're just trying to figure it out too. Like, we don't have it all together, and I think sometimes in church the expectation for us especially as artists, when they call us out and they're like, yo, come talk to my youth, because they dealing with all this stuff, and they fail to realize that, shoot, some of these artists that you're bringing out are dealing with the same things. They're still trying to navigate it, but the expectation is for us to be the experts, and come in and tell people, like, give them a pathway and a guide for life. And the truth is that all of us are still trying to figure it out.
It's like, you wake up only to meet loneliness.
I'm afraid to be alone sometimes, and I'm afraid to get outside my mind. I'm afraid of being vulnerable, cause what if I can never let you go, yeah?
I can't lie, I run sometimes. I be weak for weeks and weeks, them long nights I can't sleep.
I want somebody next to me. That side of the bed is so cold.
How I'm supposed to give my heart, mind, and my soul to someone that I can't see? God, please excuse me, I'm trying to be honest. Seeking you when I feel alone is the hardest, and my heart is just a canvas who is longing for an artist. Brush strokes on my soul, I hope eventually I get the picture, cause I can't crop you out, cause who you are is in the mirror. Go figure, I'm just trying to figure it out. It makes seven figures, but my soul has been in a drought.
And I can't make it rain unless I let you rain in my life. And I can't open up my heart unless I had you inside. All I ever really wanted was someone on my side.
But loneliness has been the one that's always down for the ride.
And I don't always have an answer, so I question your love. And I don't always measure up, but still you say I'm enough. All I ever really wanted was somebody to love.
And you've been knocking at my door, but I can't open up.
So many mistakes I made, so many of these games I played. I always say I'm complicated to cover up my real frustrations.
I need patience, I need time to rewind to when I was 12. I lost my trust in my mind, my mom I rejected. Emotions felt neglected, trying to let go of these memories and hold on to this necklace that tells me that I'm so worth loving. But why did life do me wrong if I was so worth loving? I think the bigger picture is that you're so worth loving, and you still have my heart even when I have nothing.
And I can't make it rain unless I let you rain in my life. And I can't open up my heart unless I had you inside. All I ever really wanted was someone on my side.
But loneliness is not the one coming along for the ride.
And I don't always have an answer, so I question your love. And I don't always measure up, but still you say I'm enough. All I ever really wanted was somebody to love.
And you've been knocking at my door, so I'ma open it up.
At some point, I have to stop trusting in the things that I've used to protect me and surrender to the truth of what God says about me. You know, just because I feel alone, it doesn't mean I am alone.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Yo.
time to get it started. 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 Right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now. Right now, right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lecky Murray. And yeah, I pray that you are loving the interview from Erica Mason. We got part two coming up really, really soon. But before we get that situation going, I want to give a shout out to the Toronto Raptors for winning the 2019 NBA Finals. So they're the champs. They beat the Golden State Warriors, who were pretty much beat up. And I'm not going to use that as an excuse. No, I am not a Warriors fan per se. I do like Steph Curry because he's a Carolina boy. I do like greatness. But also I understand that not everybody can win. And usually in the best of seven series, the best team wins 9 out of 10 times. I'm just saying, like, I just love the fact that Kawhi Leonard, last year, he was ridiculed for not playing because he felt as though he felt that he wasn't right. And the Spurs did, it was a miscommunication between him and the Spurs. And he bet on himself. And that bet really came to fruition because not only was he traded, he signed with the team, beat the two-time defending champions. And he's still about to get what he wants because he may be going to LA, leaving behind a team with the championship. Now, will he win a ring with the Clippers because that's the team that he prefers over the Lakers? I don't know. But he may go to the Lakers. But it's funny because he's shown that he can prove that he can win a championship by himself and lead a team there. That's the same thing that Kevin Durant wants to do. But Kevin Durant unfortunately tore his Achilles, and Klay Thompson tore his ACL. So it's like the Warriors next year is going to look completely different. There are talks now that they may not even make the playoffs. It's crazy, but I enjoyed the finals. Matter of fact, the podcast was really late because Thursday night I was watching the finals. I should have been recording the podcast. I was watching. Hey man, the finals was great, bro. I love the finals. So shout out to Toronto Raptors. Shout out to Drake, man. Drake, he enjoyed the finals. He helped the Toronto Raptors win that title. If it wasn't for him jawing at Draymond Green courtside, he gave Nick Nurse a shoulder rub. It was all Drake. Drake should have had the finals MVP instead of Kawhi Leonard. Coming up next, Erica Mason, part two of the interview. This is Jalen Ashawn, Christian Hip Hop Now.
We don't need your besties, sweeter than some Nestle. Think that we was meant to be.
Don't hesitate.
No need for filters. All we need is real love. All we need is near us. Little mama, just slide. Hit the passenger side. We can coast through the night. The stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Hope when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Can you picture me and you seaside? Tryna move a little shawty to the east side. Tryna make a baby mama out of pride. Told her that she all I need in my life. I'ma tell you that you're beautiful my often. So every time you see your mirror, you see your shine, you see your glow, you see your mind. This world is cold, I know, no. But mama told us it'll be okay. Papa told me keep the faith. Grandma told me get the paper. Stat that you like Frito-Lay. I'm just tryna lead the way. I'm just trying to lead the way.
thing I seen today.
Oh, when you look at the stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Oh, when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Don't forget the little things, yeah.
You know, one thing I can say is the difference, I think, that with you is like you bear it all.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with Christian hip hop, and I hate to drag you in this conversation, but you know, it seems like I'm always sparking some type of controversy. Whether it's Rapzilla saying that my music was trash because I said that them buying New H2O didn't make any sense for independent artists, and I thought that Rapzilla was for independent artists, or just my blog to say hip hop. Christian pop sound the same. And I think that it's pressure from artists to the revenue streams are drying up. Because Derek Minor said it in one of his in videos he did with Ruslan a couple of weeks ago. He said that when the evangelical churches were trying to diversify themselves, they was bringing black artists in to kind of like, hey, we're doing this, we got them. But now you're not seeing that so much. So you're seeing a lot of people try to scramble for those spots, which is very limited. So you're starting to hear a lot of redundant music. Where everything either sounded mainstream or everything sounded like, okay, well, that kind of works. That kind of works for youth groups. Let me do that. Do you feel pressure in doing those type of records? Because like I said, it's like, man, I might not get a check from this church if I don't do the right thing. You know, what is your thoughts about that?
No, I don't feel pressure at all because, like, my music has the spirit of God on it. You can't deny that. And regardless to whether it's evangelical churches, black church, or whatever church, I think what I find to be the bottom line is that they want the presence of God to impact, whether it's their kids or just their Sunday worship. I find that since I began to change my style a little bit, I'm getting calls more to worship leaders, to be able to perform with worship leaders on a regular Sunday. But then also secularly, people just want whatever it is that I'm packaging, and it's just, I can't really explain it except it's God. So no, I don't feel that pressure. To me, I'm grown. Like, I'm a grown woman. While yes, I do believe in the youth, and I believe that I'm called to the next generation, I don't try to dumb everything down in order to fit other people. What I say is, like, listen, this is who I am, and this is the package that I bring, or whatever. Oh, hold on.
We're live, people. Erica Mesa is getting hugs as we do this interview. But it's something amazing. You know, and Erica, like I said before, this is real live. And, you know, I'm going to let you finish your statement.
Yeah, what was I saying? Spirit of God is just on my stuff. And so I don't subscribe to that pressure because I don't just write music for youth groups. And I tell people that, like, when you are booking me, you are going to get something raw and authentic. You're going to get me. You're not going to get the artist that you think you need to reach these kids, because who is reaching them right now is Drake, and he don't make youth group music.
No.
Who's reaching them is Lil Uzi and Lil Bang Bang and Lil Meek Meek and all these people. Yeah. they're reaching these kids. They do not make youth group music.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. And so I'm not trying to pattern after the world, no. But what they're doing, they're just being themselves, or I guess whatever package they're trying to present as themselves. And so me, I say I'm being myself. And if you guys want me to come, that's what you're going to get. And they like it.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And I think that God is blessing you, because like I said, you was in South Carolina twice.
Yeah.
I think in the last month or so.
Yeah.
And that's
last week.
Yeah. So that shows that you are definitely gaining traction.
Yeah.
So it's funny, they are moving sound equipment. You know, these people are like, well, we gotta go. Erica is not here rapping no more. So let's get all the souls out here. But yeah, Erica. So I mean, like I said, you dropped the album,
yeah.
And crazy response. And you said that, you know, people are calling you. So are you gaining more shows, or how's that situation going on as far as you know performance?
I think I see higher paying shows as of lately, which is always a really great thing to say more.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I see more shows, but I guess better quality shows in the sense of my stock and my value as an artist and what I bring to the table. I no longer have to fight for a check anymore. Mm. I guess like they understand that what I'm bringing is the real deal.
Yeah.
And so I don't really have to subscribe to like, yeah, I come to your church for $2 and if you let me rap for 30 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not to be arrogant or anything, but it's just like God has called me to a certain vein. And when you begin to just stay in that lane and do what God is calling you to do, He's going to open the doors for you. So, yeah, I think shows have just been higher paying, and that's always great.
And like I said, we love high paying shows, because at the same time, we can feed our families.
Yes.
And we can not eat ramen noodles, because ramen noodles suck. So, Erica, man, what else are we coming for in 2019? You done dropped the EP. You know, so you got the video, Toss with Loneliness. That's the video you dropped, right?
Yeah, I dropped Toss with Loneliness and the Wake Up Call music video. So I got two out of the three, or out of the five, done. You can expect three more videos. I'm a songwriter as well, and I also am a music coach. And so I help develop artists with songwriting skills and just getting their sound honed in. And writing for other artists. And so you'll probably hear some placements by me soon from other artists. And then I don't know, I might be releasing another little something.
Uh-oh. So are you writing for Drake? Can we confirm that you're writing for Drake?
I'm not writing for Drake. I'm not yet. But I just had a really cool opportunity to kind of be with some like Bethel Music and like House Fires worship and stuff like that. So Who knows?
Okay, people, so the question is that you need to diversify yourself, man, and stop calling these churches like, oh, yeah, this is lucky. I called y'all 20 times, and y'all got this event. Y'all need a rapper? No, we don't need a rapper, man. Oh, okay, well, I guess
I'm... gotta give them substance. Give people substance, not just a talent. Like, talent is overrated. Everybody has talent now. What people are lacking is substance.
Hey, man. You know what, Erica? You know, this is dope, because I think that, like I said before, the sky's the limit for you. This is already the middle of the year. Actually, it is the middle of the year, 6 months. And, you know, you set it on fire. So, man, I thank you for this interview. If there's anything else that you want to tell the people, you know, where they can find you at, or...
Yeah. Everything is at Erica Mason Music on any social media site, ericamasonmusic. And if you are interested in me coming out to your event, hit me up. My website is ericamasonmusic.com. Go to my booking tab and let's chat. Let's talk about what you're doing and let's see how we can work together.
Yes, she is open for bookings, people, and you better get her now before prices go up. So, again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray here with Christian Hip Hop Now, and I probably didn't say that first, but I'm here with Erica Mason, and yeah, like I said, just go check out, man. Like I said, you will not regret it.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm dripping in the blood. Put my foot up on your neck, let you know I ain't the one. Put a barrel to your chest, living word is my beret. Fight, fight, fight before you run your mouth. Stretch before you flex. Ooh, you're so
so obsessed with me, all on my everything. I know you mad because you never rest in peace. I got the recipe, I got a chef in me. Dumped in the sauce and then dripped on my enemies. I don't do patty cake, why don't we conversate? All of this that you owe, I should call Sally Mae. I can be flossy because all of my debts are paid. You get no refund, you threw your receipt away. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You never beat me and that makes you angry. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You can't defeat me and that drives me crazy, yeah. You come for everybody because you got left. You mad because you can never have what I have. See, sometimes I drip and sometimes I drizzle. I reign with the king, so I got no issue.
I got the drip on the drip, drip. 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 I got the 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 drip on the drip, 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 drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip. I got the drip.
Drippin', drippin', soft stuff. Drippin', drippin', my God, kill it. I'm tired of acting like you got the power. Drenched in the water like fresh out the shower. Talking is cheap when conversing with cowards. Yeah, I hear your whisper, my God is louder. Mama said, if you say it from your chest. Honestly, I'm that one slip up that you might just regret. God and me, got a squad in the arsenal on deck. You about to write what you can't cash, you better double check. And boy, you so animated, but I ain't intimidated. Your words are so fabricated, yeah, but I don't do imitation. Yeah, I'm drenched in the blood like a cannibal. I'm an animal, call me Hannibal, tearing up the flesh. I done put the flesh to rest, like what's next? Giving everything I got till I have nothing left, so I drip.
God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. God, I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution. God, I feel so saucy, dripping while I'm walking. Never get up off me, don't know why you talking. God, I feel so saucy, God, I feel so bossy. Dripping like a faucet, you better use caution.
I got the drip on the drip, 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 I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip, I got the drip.
Since 1997, it ain't no big.
Yeah.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like this. I'm talking rats, no Serena or Venus, no tennis.
Yeah.
I really came out the hard way, I was pitching them pennies. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell, low, did you miss me?
Yeah.
City, I'ma
I say, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, King Alico, a yeah, a. Thank you, Erica, for the interview. If you want to follow her, like she said, go to Erica Mason Music on all social media platforms. You can find her there. But I want to get into this Lucky Charm of the Week, man. And I want to kind of speak from the heart because we started summer camp this summer, and that's why my time has been a little bit, I've been spending a little bit more time during the summers with the children there, and we it's almost like a VBS. So I'm like, look, man, we gonna do VBS. We gonna open up the Word of God. Me, I'm a type of person, I love to open up the Word of God, read it out loud, and just discuss it. Not necessarily to kind of give a sermon, but really to go around the room and kind of see what they perceived from the Word of God. And the kids was like, yo, let's read the next chapter. I say, what? But there's one verse that I really wanted to kind of emphasize from John 16. It says, for I've given them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. And it also goes in that other passage, Jesus speak about, look, everyone that the Father gave to him, all have followed except for one who fell away, which was Judas. I was so encouraged, man, by that. But mostly the kids, and one particular child was like, man, I can understand the Bible more clearly. And he understand, like, look, he's coming back. I was like, what? And we have to realize something, man, that sometimes we don't need to be all preachy. We don't need to do all these different special things. Just open up the Word of God and allow the Word of God to transform lives. So I pray that encourage you and helps you. I got J. Paul Scenes. Let me. Christian Hip Hop Now.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak, 'cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm how we suffer. How do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. I can't sleep so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do, trying to get right with you? 'Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 And I wish that I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know how it goes when we when go we, blow for blow. Then we go toe to toe. When we trying to heal the wounds from cutting too deep.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
'Cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby,
baby.
Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger for your touch and no other. I'm just trying to get under you. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do, trying to get right with you? 'Cause we've been here a few times,
times. Throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop. Now, I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.